Wildfires in southwest Alaska are burning near the small village of Red Devil and the proposed Donlin mine site. The McCauley wildfire near Red Devil has burned more than 3,000 acres. The Smith Creek fire near the Donlin mine site, more than 12,000. And the smoke from those fires are drifting to nearby communities. Aniak City Manager Diana Lehman says it's not as bad as last week.
It's been worse. It's not, you know, but it's definitely here.
Raven, Alaska says they had to cancel at least one flight last week in the area because of the smoke. Rick Toman is a climatologist in Alaska, and he says this wildfire season is yet another example of climate change.
So we have a longer fire season that gives fuels time to dry out more. And that's probably the big thing, of course, just increasingly warm summers. And when we wind up with a dry pattern, like much of mainland Alaska has been in this summer, it doesn't take a lot to get fires going.
This season isn't over yet, but Toman says that if there isn't significant weather change, this fire season could be one of the biggest in over a decade.
Certainly is within the realm of possibility that that this year could reach 3 million acres. That is possible. And that would make it the fourth largest since 2004.
And Toman says those fires could burn into winter. Here's how. The heat gets into a layer of ground where leaves and moss haven't fully decayed. And without a lot of snow, the fires can smolder until spring when they flame up again. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Christy Schellenberger in Bethel.